Hello and welcome to the Stories Mania podcast. Our piece for you today is Stolen Lives by Ever Vigilant. His car moved in near silence along a street that stank of hopelessness, slipping in and out of shadows that gathered between street lamps that worked as often as the attics that lay in urine-soaked doorways. A place this dark, where silver threads of moonlight cannot make it past sulking clouds that loiter low overhead. Here, he could find it. That forbidden thrill that would satisfy his lust. The vehicle crawled, slipping past corroding cars and slumping couches adorning stained sidewalks and trash-filled front yards. His vision had adjusted to the gloom. He could make out shapes clearly and follow languid forms as they weaved their way in sent state, seeking out the opiate case to their hypodermic chains that bound them to the streets. Among them, nearly lost in the rolling mist, he found a morsel sitting alone against the wall in an alley. She was young, so young. She could not have been more than 10. She was perfect. Turning back, he found her, huddled among the muck that surrounded her, head bowed, a tattered overcoat hanging loosely over a shivering body. He called out, but she ignored him. He raised his voice, sure she could hear him, but she sat unmoving. Stepping from his car, he made his way toward her. With every step, her slender frame enticing him and spraying an erection that fed off the lurid scenes his mind conceived. When she looked up at him, her blonde hair parted before stricken blue eyes. The moon's rays broke through winter's quilt to shine down upon an upturned face laced with tears. But she was not crying. She only stood looking at him in resignation, as a motherless foe does the ravenous wolf. He spoke gently, but his questions pried and bullied her until her silence convinced him that she was alone. He insisted that she come to his car. Her silence denied him. He reached for her arm, so slight was it in his hand that his body flushed with sexual desire. But she would not bulge, would not speak a word, only looked up at him in a way that would have broken his heart if it were not as dark as the bottom of a corrupted lake, as cold as the beast that wallows in the deep. He eyed his surroundings, scanning for witnesses or prying eyes, before training his criminal gaze upon his victim. This one was not putting up a fight like the others. No screaming, scrambling to flee. No unbridled fear running wild in her eyes so that her legs would spring into action or give out beneath her paralyzed. Those others, his breath quickening at the memories, they were withering beneath him, struggling in whimpering agony, his hand throttling them as he climaxed, his seed exploding from his orgasmic flurry as they struggled through their last breath. He was near frantic now to take her away. He could almost taste her already, smell her, feel her. With practiced guile, he announced he would take her home, but she only answered with stony silence. Raising her arm, she pointed toward a door at the end of the alley. Was there anybody there? No. Is this where you sleep? Yes. Her nodded answers thrilled him. He pondered the thought of having her now. A few steps down the alley unveiled the door, obscured by consuming darkness so heavy he could not see more than a few steps ahead. Turning back, he found her waiting. Shapeless but for the knee-high white lace dress that shone from under her soiled cloak. His heart pounded with anticipation, his fantasies of pubescent debauchery loosened themselves, unraveling from the coiled restraint society and morality had foisted upon them. He pulled her down the alley and through the dark doorway. They met just inside the door, her tiny feet dangling in midair as he lifted her up, his lips colliding with her mouth. His cigarette-cured tongue probing from between his hard lips to taste her. Her lips were cold and her mouth tested a putrefying meat, the smell of her rancid breath alone almost causing him to vomit. He threw her to the floor, struggling to unfasten his belt, grunting with purpose as he blocked the door, ogling his prize and mumbling incoherently what he had in mind for her. She scooted herself to a corner, gathering her bare knees between skinny white arms, staring up at his near-naked body, her face placid and her eyes vacant. Unfazed with his belt in his hand, he started toward her, done with the chase, primed for the kill. He had taken two steps when he felt a cold breath by his ear, his name writing on the ill wind. Startled, he stood still until another chill breath passed through his hairs on his neck. He spun to defend himself, but fighting blind, he only heard a melancholy sigh behind him as his hand swung through a curling mist that just a second ago studied him with hollowed eyes. That sigh, it was the sound of bitter death, of springtime stolen, of desperation, the ache of loneliness. The room assumed a red glow, low and menacing. Even as the temperature dropped and the smell of freshly turned soil filled his nostrils, something grabbed his arms, lifted him into the air. The swirling touch of misery caressed around his skin, up through his nakedness until a crescendo of vengeful malice, frigid hands seized his genitals, wrenching them from his body. The excruciating pain inspired an agonized scream so loud it burst his own eardrums, the warm blood trickling down his neck. Deaf now to his own pleading, a howling delirium tore at his sanity, raping his mind with visions of himself throttled by infantile hands and mounted his form twice as tall as he, wearing the suffering faces of every victim that had endured his twisted lust for murder and pedophilia. He recognized them all. Through his frenzied mind ran the short lives of every child, right to their last heartbeat as seen through the innocent eyes wide in terror, blinded by confusion, forced headlong into a deathly darkness where no one had come to save them. He wailed out loud, their parting thoughts and feelings his now, the futility that they felt drowning him. He looked for his father to save him, his mother to protect him, but no one came, no one to turn on the light and scare the monster away. Unspeakable ways, gone now, lost forever, only a cold stone to decorate on days once a promise, now regret. Him, dressed in funeral dresses and junior suits, who raised their tumultuous voices in condemnation, the echoing verdict pronounced over and over again. Bleeding and broken, he was flung by his neck across the room into a pit, deep and moist. His mind cracked and his body senseless, lying upon his back atop a pile of predators become prey like himself. Only they are dead. He suffers for a few minutes more. The little girl looks down at him. She does not speak, for the jagged cut across her neck says what she cannot. Along her lingered the seething spirits of children whose lives and innocence were stolen from them, souls scared so deeply they remain as specters who can only return the pain they endured. They are trapped here in the darkness. No one has come to save them. She turns and makes her way back to the alley, slumps against the wall, pushes her weather coat about her, again appearing wholly invulnerable. They cannot rest. She cannot forget. A car cruises slowly by. It was Stolen Lives by Ever Vigilant. Thank you for listening to the Stories Mania podcast.